As a result of successive defeats in the Greater East Asia War, the United States is forced to depend on South American countries, both spiritually and materially, and is frantically engaged in a project in her favor at the current Pan-American Congress. However, since the South American countries do not dance to the pipe of the United States, an intrigue is being planned by the United States official quarters to bring about internal disorder, labor sabotage, and other conditions of social insecurity in these countries by scattering gold freely among members of the Communist Party, information rich in Lisbon from New York indicated. In this connection, it should be noted that the United States military expenditure during a period of 23 days from December 8th to December 31st amounted to $74 million. Buenos Aires. While the conference of the Pan-American Foreign Ministers is being held at Rio de Janeiro, the Holy See, through usual diplomatic channels, clearly indicated its attitude opposing the extension of war to Latin America, information reaching from the Vatican City Review. It is said that the Holy See warned that the declaration of war by American countries against the Axis would result only in promoting the ideological solidarity with Anglo-Saxons, but would not change the economic situations of Latin America. The Holy See reportedly advised that any deviation from the strict neutrality will only cause useless deteriorations in relations between Latin America and Europe, endangering the post-war harmony. The Vatican reiterated that the United States already has access to every economic advantage in Latin American republics, while the Axis powers are excluded from trade with them, it is said. Lisbon. Contradictions de luxe of the Washington government was reported from the American capital to Lisbon Thursday. Sidney Hillman, Associate Director of the Office of Production Management, Wednesday announced that the United States Army will increase to 5 million during the current year. However, the following day, that is Thursday, to the contrary of his statement, Secretary of War Colonel Henry Stimson declared that President Roosevelt intends to enlarge the army to 3,600,000 this year. The Washington Dispatch stated that the American public at large are utterly disgusted by lack of unity among the Washington officials. The report added that any gigantic paper plan set up by President Roosevelt has now completely lost its significance, and on the contrary has been the target of bitter public criticism. The newly arrived Thai ambassador to Japan, Bill Direct Chinan, will proceed to the Imperial Palace at 11 o'clock Monday morning, January the 19th, to present his credentials to His Imperial Majesty the Emperor. Shanghai. Mr. Seiki Yano, Japanese Consul General at Hong Kong, told the press at Shanghai on his way to Tokyo that the British residents in Hong Kong realize that they should cooperate with Japan and that the Churchill government has totally misled Britain. Mr. Yano also said that the sinking of the British warships of the Prince of Wales and the Repulse by Japanese forces has completely crushed their rosy dream of domination in Asia. And your last news item from Stockholm. While interested quarters were speculating on several possible candidates, Sir Archibald Clarke Kerr, British ambassador to Chongqing, has been appointed British ambassador to Moscow, succeeding Sir Stafford Cripps, a London report stated Friday. The report added that Mr. H.J. Seymour, Assistant Secretary of the British Foreign Ministry, would assume the post of British Ambassador to Chongqing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the news from Radio Tokyo. The next edition of our news will be broadcast at 3:30 p.m. Tokyo time, or 6:30 GMT, roughly 35 minutes on the 25 and 31 meter bands.
Ladies and gentlemen of your news bulletin, brought to you from Radio Tokyo. The landing of the Japanese forces on the Dutch East Indies and subsequent occupation of the Dutch naval and air bases at Caracas in Borneo and Manado in Philippines were announced by the Imperial Headquarters at Sigma Park Monday evening. The community fellows, the Japanese army and naval forces maintaining close cooperation with each other, carried out the surprise landing in front of the enemy at Caracan in West Borneo and Manado in Philippines at dawn, January the 11th. And on January the 12th, the enemy of Terrasan Stumble, while the port of Menada has also been captured by the Japanese. The Netherlands East Indies Government has admitted that the Japanese have begun operations against the Dutch colonies at several points, according to a Batavia dispatch. The Dutch colonial government also admitted that Terrasan and Menada were occupied by the Japanese at dawn Sunday. Concerning the commencement of the Japanese hostilities against the Netherlands forces in East Indies, the Japanese government issued the following statement at 6 o'clock Monday evening. The statement follows. Japanese forces have landed on Menada of Celebes Island and Terrasan of Dutch Borneo. As is already clarified, Japan declared war on Britain and the United States with the purpose of emancipating the Irish army and our people. And of seeing East Indies, well-informed sources, opinion is said to be gaining ground among many military leaders of the East Indies. But the Dutch colonies should first follow the example of French Indochina in cooperation with Japan instead of adhering to the Anglo-American front. This may have progressed the fall of Singapore in the light of the fact that the British East Asiatic Command under Sir Archibald Wavell had been transferred to Batavia, despite his claim that Singapore must be defended at all costs. Reference is being also made of the seat of Sir Thomas Canton Tommy, the Governor General of Federated Malayan States, in escaping to Calcutta, where he delivered a radio address urging the defense of Singapore to the last man. Kuala Lumpur. Signifying the complete occupation of Kuala Lumpur, the capital of the Federated Malay State, and of Selangor, Japanese forces at 6:30 p.m. Sunday hoisted the rising sun flag of the capital of Belgium. The vanguard of the Japanese forces had penetrated into Kuala Lumpur at 11:30 o'clock Sunday morning, and the city was completely in the possession of Japanese troops 5 hours later. You are listening to the newscast from Tokyo. The fall of Kuala Lumpur, the capital of the Federated Malay State, which is the last stand for the defense of Singapore, will greatly facilitate the Japanese drive towards Singapore. The unexpectedly base in Malaya, except Singapore, Tokyo Exchange moved up to the 137 yen mark Monday afternoon, after having quoted 135 yen 20 cents at the closing of the morning session of the Tokyo Stock Exchange the same day. On receipt of a report from Malaya on the continued advance of the Japanese army towards Singapore and the cables from abroad predicting the reconstruction of the Churchill cabinet on account of the repeated defeat of the British forces on the Malay Peninsula, the bright sentiment prevailed in the market Monday. Lisbon. Great Britain will lose the current war in Malaya, the Singapore correspondent of the London Times declared, admitting the miserable British defeat in Kuala Lumpur and its vicinity. The correspondent also disclosed that the air over Singapore over the marshal of Japanese air forces, pointing out that there are practically no planes in Singapore to fight with the Japanese. Berlin. Coupled with the gloomy reports from Malaya, the news of the fresh Japanese campaigns in the Dutch East Indies has caused increased nervousness and disappointment in England, reveals the London dispatch reaching Berlin by way of Stockholm. In regard to the new Japanese landing operation, the Daily Herald of London declared Monday that Japan has secured the naval and air bases in order to consolidate the military superiority in the Southern Pacific. The British war correspondent in the Malay Peninsula also indicated the appearance of new powerful Japanese tanks of medium size, which are suitable for operations in Malayan jungles. Shanghai. Fiercely attacked by Japanese forces, British troops fled into northern section of Seremban in Negri Sembilan province, announced British authorities in Singapore. Powerful formations of Japanese warplanes dive-bombed railway facilities at Seremban, while other bomber formations bombed machine guns, several vessels anchored at the port of Muar, facing the Malacca Strait. Japanese violators
showered tons of bombs over Singapore Monday, exchanging gunfires with British planes. The British announcement added. Radio Tokyo continues with your news. From a base in the Malaya, large formations of Japanese army bombers Sunday assaulted British troops fleeing in disorder in the southern Malaya. Simultaneously, leading Cullen Black announced in a communique that the Japanese Army Air Force operating in the Malay sector blew up a large Japanese base in the Philippines. After moving up the remnants of the American base at Olongapo, the Japanese forces, which reduced Olongapo base, are driving to clean up the remaining American forces in the swampy district. Employing elusive tactics, the Japanese are now annihilating the American and Filipino troops in the Bataan Peninsula. The complete cleanup of this area is reported as a matter of time. Manila, a flagrant violation of religious sanctity, the United States troops on December the 17th drove out the occupants of the monastery, including two Catholic fathers and 10 Spanish monks. The entire second floor was converted into an assembly plant, the living room into propeller works, and bedrooms into a parachute plant. American ground crews have been using the test precinct for assembly and repairs up to the moment the Americans were compelled to flee from the supposedly open city. Manila, United States must be fighting in the Philippines, thereby preventing the Filipinos from going through the terrible tragedy of war. General Emilio Aguinaldo, a Filipino patriot, declared in an interview with a Turkish military correspondent at the general's residence in the suburbs of Cavite. General Aguinaldo, who in 1899 led the formidable uprising against the American forces in the Philippines, said in the interview that he pays respect to the Japanese government for its untiring peace efforts to negotiate Japanese-American problems prior to the outbreak of the present conflict. The general jubilantly expressed the hope that the Philippines will rehabilitate itself as part of Greater East Asia under Japan's leadership, now that the Philippines is able to free itself from the United States yoke. Whatever method or machinations the United States may employ to disturb East Asia, we are uncles, owe it to ourselves to establish the prosperity sphere in East Asia, the East Filipino Patriot declared. This newscast is coming to you from Radio Tokyo, Shanghai. A random dispatch revealed that the formation of Anglo-American aircraft, which include 9 United States fighters and 5 British pursuit planes on Saturday, engaged the Japanese planes in a flag fight over the Thai-Burmese border. The Allied Air Squadron was broken up and sent fleeing to the Burmese territory. The report added that the Anglo-American planes attempted to bomb Japanese military establishments in Thailand. It is also revealed that several enemy planes were shut down in the encounter. Shanghai. The British military authorities in Burma announced that the Chungking regime had accepted it to supply necessary munitions to the British forces in Burma, the Rangoon Dispatch reported on January the 9th. It is, however, ludicrous that the Chungking regime, which cried for the supply of Anglo-American munitions, has accepted to obtain the role of supplier of munitions to the British forces in Burma. Can it be true that Chiang Kai-shek offers such a reckless proposal? It is to be noted that British military authorities now find it necessary to rely on Chongqing for further resistance against Japan. Now please stand by on our chimes and we shall continue with the rest of our news. Radio Tokyo continues with your news. Shanghai. The British military authorities in Burma announced that Chongqing regime had accepted the supply of necessary Latimer, the political advisor to Chiang Kai-shek, is scheduled to leave Chongqing for the United States today, according to his report reaching here. The American advisor is reported to have announced that he was returning ostensibly to bring his family back to Chongqing. Latimer is scheduled to return by way of India, South Africa, and South America. Berlin. A British destroyer was sunk by a German U-boat in the Atlantic. The German High Command announced Monday night Bolivia is under martial law because of the outbreak of the riots in tin mining districts. The special dispatch from La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, reports Monday. Owing to the high rate of taxation, the tin miners in the Potosi, Ska, and Oruro districts have started riots, the report added. Bolivia is the only country that can supply tin to the United States after the Japanese occupation of Ypres in the Malay Peninsula. And yet, in 1940, Ola Smith of the New York Times stressed that if the supply line of tin from Malaya is intercepted, the United States will face a most critical situation. However, Mr. Smith declared the difficulty of obtaining tin from Bolivia, pointing out that the total production of tin in Bolivia was not enough for the consumption of the United States, and Bolivia will not agree to supply its entire production of tin to the United States. The report from Lisbon also said that attention is focused on its Washington authorities, whether they will dispatch armed forces to Bolivia in order to take control of the tin mine. This is the Broadcasting Corporation of Japan. Dublin. The Prime Minister of Ireland, Mr. Eamon de Valera, in a public address Monday, passed this persistent rumor now circulating that the Air government had entered into a secret agreement, allegedly involving Dublin on the one side and London and New York on the other. The Irish Premier firmly maintained that Ireland would defend its port against any attack, no matter from which quarter it might come. The world of these days changed so rapidly and swiftly that what took place an hour ago has become an old story an hour later, in an entire different and enhanced condition. The following story eloquently testifies to this fact. In Penang Island, which is occupied by the Japanese Blitzkrieg campaign, 1,300 British troops were on guard. In the face of surging Japanese advance, the British soldiers got completely bewildered and fled in disorder, abandoning in complete strongholds and throwing numerous automobiles into the sea. Of these approximately 400 British and Indian soldiers who lost their way for retreat, quickly surrendered to the Japanese. Immediately after their surrender, the Japanese disarmed the Indian soldiers and let them work for the maintenance of peace and order in the island as policemen. While an interesting point in this connection is, 67 British troops out of the surrendered were sent to a prisoner's death, while the Indian soldiers stood on guard. Just imagine what a delightful sentiment prevails among these Indian soldiers. They have been treated slaves of the incessant British. Just until a few days ago, all the sensible people of the world think that this is just an honor of the merciful God. A rumorous report of British and American origin indicated even the officials in the two countries are now acknowledging the superiority of Japanese strategy in Greater East Asia War. While public criticism is increasing in volume against Anglo-American military tensions, official British quarters have been staggered by instantaneous seizure by Japanese air units of command of the air. The same quarters have admitted that the Japanese now are masters of the air over 225 miles over Malay Peninsula, south of Bangkok, and over the whole of the Philippines. The fall of Alipore, which is believed to be imminent by both the British and Americans, will automatically seal the fate of Australia and the Netherlands and Cindy. And consequently, the British and American circles are raising a pitiful cry for immediate air reinforcement, which they believe will decide the outcome of the war. On the other hand, British and American quarters admit that the Japanese have shown unexpected brilliance and swiftness of action in their giant warfare strategy. The Japanese troops, which were landed after extensive ocean voyages, were not expected to be amply prepared, but the British were mercilessly punished by a concentrated attack on light tanks and light steel artillery. South of Ypres, Japanese forces suddenly began to hammer British tanks. line were heavier weapons for which the British were unprepared. To further confuse the scattered British forces, Japanese infantry units sprang out like milling bees from the city. Dense jungles, the shower of the enemy would hand grenades. United Forces force originating in London was hard to say that British would immediately complement the guerrilla warfare of the Soviet troops. Is a tragic admission of Britain's declining capacity to cope with Japanese attack. Attesting to the desperate situation facing the British forces in East Asia, British correspondents in Malaya have exhausted themselves in demanding immediate dispatch of manned and aerial forces. In the face of accelerated Japanese advance, however, sending of reinforcements is already too late. Yes, British authorities believe responsible for the present flight of the British forces in East Asia now are receiving strong criticism from the British public, while indignation is being expressed in Parliament and trustees of London government in the British colonies and dominions is also absolutely flying. The report indicates. 19. The newly appointed Japanese ambassador to China, Mr. Mamoru Shigemoto, Monday morning, paid a visit to the National Government of the Republic of China.
Exiled. Dutch authorities view the situation in despair. News of the Japanese landings on the Dutch East Indies was reflected in London by a sharp decline registered by the Dutch government bonds on the exchange. Both the British and the exiled Dutch authorities view the situation in despair. Saigon. According to well-informed sources, the Finland is said to be gaining ground among many military leaders of the East Indies that the Dutch colony should follow the example of French Indochina in cooperating with Japan instead of adhering to the Anglo-Americans. These leaders predict the fall of Singapore in the light of the fact that the British East Asiatic Command under Sir Archibald Wavell had been transferred to Batavia despite his claim that Singapore must be defended at all costs. Reference is being also made of the escape of Sir Thomas Shenton Thomas, Governor General of the Federated Malay States, in running off to Calcutta, from where he delivered a radio address urging the defense of Singapore to the last man. Anglo-American press comments on the landing of Japanese forces on the Dutch East Indies may be summed up in the following points. First, the official operation of the Japanese forces against the Dutch East Indies nullified the alleged plan of General Wavell, who wanted to reorganize the Anglo-American forces by gathering defeated troops from Malaya and deserters from the Philippines. Second, the Japanese occupation of Dutch Borneo, which linked that a tip of the British Borneo will further increase the supply of material resources in East Asia. Third and the last. Judging from the fact that the present Japanese operation is such long distance landing operation extending over 2,500 nautical miles, it clearly testifies that the command of sea and air of the Pacific is now in Japanese hands. This is Japan calling. 16 British warplanes were shot down over Singapore and Johor during the successive Japanese raids on Monday. 16 British warplanes were shot down over Singapore and Johor during the successive Japanese raids on Monday. The Imperial Headquarters announced shortly after noon on Tuesday. At noon Monday, over Johor, Japanese warplanes encountered 16 British fighter planes on the Buffalo Track. In a spirited aerial combat, 10 Buffalo fighters were shot down by the Japanese. Following the raid, the airfield facilities at Tonga were severely bombed by the Japanese airmen, and the Blenheim was also brought down over the air base at Tonga. Later on the same day, partial formations of Japanese weapons started another French British warplane from Buffalo type and instantly shot down firebombs over the Solotar, Solotar, Solotar. The Imperial Headquarters added that all the Japanese raiders returned to the base without a single loss. The Singapore correspondent of the Times, admitting the miserable British defeat in the Kuala Lumpur sector, predicted that Great Britain will lose the current war in Malaya. The Times correspondent declared
that the air over Singapore is at the mercy of Japanese air forces, pointing out the absence of British warplanes in Singapore capable of fighting the Japanese. The Singapore correspondent of the London Times, admitting miserable British defeat in the Kuala Lumpur sector, predicted that Great Britain will lose the current war in Malaya.
Shanghai.
The pitiful plight of Singapore, the last of the British strongholds in Malaya, was reported Monday by Yomiuri correspondent in Shanghai to the following. The fall of Kuala Lumpur has left for the British the solitary base of Singapore for the defense of Malaya, but even this fortification is being subjected to the daily bombardment of the Japanese Air Force. The British commander has already fled to India, while the refugee people from country districts are pouring into the park city, adding much to the already short water supply. Various reports from Singapore revealed that civilian houses, as well as military barracks, were equipped with light and heavy machine guns against fast-approaching attacks of the Japanese. When night falls, all the streets are deserted, and when Japanese planes conduct night raids on the city, people take cover in the nearby dugouts. But even these air raid shelters are very limited in number and open only for those citizens of the British nationality, while others are less exposed to the danger of fierce Japanese bombardment. The strong resentment is daily mounting among the people against the British authorities who make such discrimination among them, the Yomiuri correspondent concluded. Shanghai. Fiercely attacked by the Japanese forces, British troops fled into the northern sector of Seremban in Negri Sembilan province, announced the British authorities of Singapore. Powerful formations of Japanese warplanes dive bombed the railway facilities at Seremban, while other bomber formations bombed and machine gunned vessels anchored at the port of Mua facing the Malacca Straits. Japanese air raiders shot tons of bombs over Singapore Monday, exchanging gunfire with the British planes, the British announcement added. Lisbon. A United States dispatch from Rangoon revealed that an air base north of Rangoon was bombed by Japanese warplanes long before dawn Monday. Reuters agency also reported that air raid sirens waved throughout the city of Rangoon. The explosion of bombs and the bark of anti-aircraft guns heard for some time from the district where airfield is located. Rangoon has been subjected to 6 air raids during the past week, the dispatch added. This is Japan calling from the war front in the Philippines. With the fall of Orangapo into Japanese hands, the American remaining forces now resisting in the Bataan Peninsula and now on the verge of wholesale collapse. These troops are now forced to choose either to continue their resistance in the mountainous area of Malizales or to flee to Corregidor Island across the sea. However, according to a reconnaissance of the Japanese planes, these remaining American forces appear to be trying to flee with their transport vessels gathered along the coast from a Japanese base in the Philippines. An American Army officer held prisoner by the Japanese disclosed that United States Army now under orders to resist to the upper end consists of the 1st Division and the remnants of the better 31st Division. The captive American officer told of the difficulty in maintaining discipline and order with frequent cases of desertion and voluntary surrender within the ranks. Lack of food and provision in the face of hopeless defeat was blamed for the lowered morale. The prisoner told of special garrisons stationed at various points behind the lines to shoot down all deserters on sight from a Japanese base in the Philippines. After mopping up the remnants in the American base at Orangapo, Japanese forces rescued the Japanese residents in Orangapo who had been interned by American forces. The main bodies of the Japanese forces, which reduced the Orangapo base, are trying to clean up the remaining American forces in the swamp district. Employing elusive tactics, the Japanese are now annihilating the American and Filipino troops in the Bataan Peninsula. The complete cleanup of the area is reported as a matter of time. Manila. A flagrant violation of religious sanctity by the American troops which fled Manila was brought to light with the discovery of a well-known Catholic monastery in the suburbs of the capital, which had been transformed into an assembly plant for warplanes. Japanese authorities, in conjugation with officials of Manila, disclosed that prior to the entry of Japanese troops, the United States troops on December the 17th drove out the occupants of the monastery, including two Catholic fathers and 10 Spanish monks. The entire second floor was covered, converted into an assembly plant, the living rooms into propeller works, the bedrooms into parachute plant. American ground crews had been using the precincts for assembly and repairs up to the moment the Americans were compelled to flee from their supposedly open city.
Stockholm.
In reply to a question in the House of Commons Sunday regarding the attitude of India, Mr. N. S. Emory, Secretary for India and Burma, expressed a deep regret for the attitude taken by Indian leaders in meeting the present critical situation. Although cooperative attitude was requested by the Viceroy of India, resolution and declaration adopted by leaders of India were far from satisfactory, Mr. Emory declared. Berlin. Coupled with gloomy reports on malaria, the news of the fresh Japanese campaigns on the Dutch East Indies has caused increased nervousness and disappointment in England, revealed the London Dispatch reaching Berlin by way of Stockholm. In regard to the new Japanese landing operation, the Daily Herald of London declared Monday that Japan has secured the naval and air bases in order to consolidate the military superiority in the Southern Pacific. The British war correspondents in the Malay Peninsula also indicated the appearance of new powerful Japanese tanks of medium size, which are suitable for operations in Malayan jungles. The speedy advance of the Japanese forces in the Malay war front made it possible for the vanguard of the Japanese forces to completely occupy Kuala Lumpur Sunday morning. Prior to this, the highest commanders of the British forces in Malaya admitted their defeat in a radio speech from Singapore and stated that the resistance has now turned to be hopeless and only a waste of time. These tragic words of the British commander mean that he has surrendered to the immovable facts. The reason that Prime Minister Winston Churchill failed to send reinforcements to Malaya was not due to the fact that Prime Minister Winston Churchill abandoned Malaya, but the real reason is that the speedy advance of the Japanese forces has made it impossible for Churchill to send his troops to Malaya. In anticipation of the inevitable fall of Singapore and its fathomable influences, the British parliamentary and press circles have started severe attacks against the government. Reports of the possible wholesale resignation of the Churchill government or of its inevitable reorganization clearly show the agitation of Britain. Defeat in Malaya cannot help giving serious menace to Burma, India, and Australia. The recent difference of opinion between Australia and the British Home Government regarding the defense of Australia is not only a testimony of the intrinsic weakness of Australia, but it can be regarded as an omen suggesting the grave disorder within the British Empire. This is the Japan Broadcasting Corporation. The assets of 20 British and American concerns in Japan have been placed under the administration of 8 Japanese firms in an announcement issued by the Finance Ministry late Monday. The Yokohama Specie Bank will control the assets of the National City Bank of New York and those of the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. The Yokohama Specie Bank will control the assets of the National City Bank of New York and those of the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. The Kyoei Life Insurance Company will control the assets of the Canadian Life Assurance Company, the New York Life Insurance Company, the Equitable Life Assurance Company, and the Manufacturers Life Insurance Company of Canada. The Kyoei Life Insurance Company will control the assets of the Canadian Life Assurance Company, the New York Life Insurance Company, the Equitable Life Assurance Company, and the Manufacturers Life Insurance Company of Canada. The assets of the Standard Vacuum Oil Company and the Standard Shipping Company to be placed under the control of Mr. Han Emon Morita. The assets of the Standard Vacuum Oil Company and the Standard Shipping Company to be placed under the control of Mr. Han Emon Morita. The Rising Sun Petroleum Company and the Asahi Immovable Company to be placed under control of Mr. Kuniki Itagaki. The Rising Sun Petroleum Company and the Asahi Immovables Company to be placed under control of Mr. Kuniki Itagaki. The assets of the Toyo Burkhart Company to be placed under control of the Mitsui Bussan Kasha, while those of the Oriental Paper Bear Company and Mr. Shojiro Iwamoto. The Japan Film Company to control the assets of Paramount Films Limited, RKO Radio Picture of Japan Limited, Metro Golden Mare Company Limited, Columbia Films Limited, 20th Century Fox Incorporated,
Warner Brothers, First National Pictures Limited, Universal Pictures of Japan Limited, and the United Artists Corporation of Japan.
No, Dublin.
The Prime Minister of... Yeah.
Mr. Ballina, in a public address Monday, squashed a persistent rumor now circulating that the IA government had entered into a secret agreement allegedly involving Dublin on one side and London and New York on the other. The Irish Prime Minister stoutly maintained that Ireland would defend itself against any attack, no matter from which quarter it might come.
Berlin.
A British destroyer was sank by a German U-boat in the Atlantic, the German high command announced Monday noon. The statement also added that another British destroyer was torpedoed and sank in the Mediterranean.
The claims and boasts advanced by the United States prior to December 7th have been completely wiped out within the short space of 1 month. The lesson gained in this 1 month is the importance of the human element of spirit and skill in any warfare. It is a mute testimony to the argument that mere volume does not serve as a gauge by which the strength of any army and navy can be measured. Admiral Turgot often claimed that a cannon which can register 100 hits out of a possible 100 shots is equivalent to 100 cannons that can only register but one hit. The American and British place their claim on the enormous volume and the number of their warships and the number of bases available to them in the Pacific. Their theory has now been blasted in convincing demonstration of the spirit and skill behind the Japanese guns. The United States now claim that they will be creating the largest and the most numerous armaments. But without the material for these goods, such claims can hardly be relied upon, with the very sources for such goods now being placed under the disposal of the Japanese. Even though such an armament is constructed, the Japanese is confident in the spirit and skill that Americans cannot expect to realize and easily as easily as she can in her material armaments. That is the end of it. Thus is the Japan Broadcasting Corporation.